Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Monday, August 23rd. What to know about the latest threat in Afghanistan that's prompted a new warning to Americans that are still there, and how commercial airlines are now helping out. Also, record-breaking severe weather. Which state is dealing with the worst of it? Plus, a worldwide car recall, a court ruling impacting companies like Uber and Lyft, and you can now find the social media app TikTok on the radio. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The effort to get Americans and American allies out of Afghanistan is becoming even more complicated and more dangerous. President Biden spoke from the White House yesterday, warning people that the terror group ISIS could try to attack. He said the longer U.S. troops are on the ground, the more likely it is the group will try to hurt innocent civilians and American personnel near the Kabul airport. Because of this threat, the U.S. has been telling Americans to not just show up at the airport, but instead to wait for specific instructions on what to do. U.S. officials have not gone into much detail about how they'll safely get people to the airport, though, citing security concerns. Through it all, the airport is still chaotic. It's still one of the only routes out of Afghanistan right now. More than 10,000 people had crammed into the airport grounds just yesterday, and even more tried to get in from the outside. NATO says at least 20 people have died in and around the airport in the last week. Some were shot by Taliban fighters who were apparently trying to clear the crowds. Others were killed in stampedes. Through it all, President Biden is still promising to bring all Americans home from Afghanistan and to evacuate the tens of thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. war effort over the last two decades. Biden says the U.S. evacuated 11,000 people from Afghanistan just over the weekend, and about 28,000 have been evacuated over the last week. Now, the U.S. is also calling on airlines like Delta, United, American, and more to help with the evacuation efforts. Now, those commercial planes will not be flying directly into Afghanistan. Instead, they'll transport evacuees who have already left the country and are now stranded at American military bases in places like Germany, Qatar, and Bahrain. 13 countries, including the U.S., have promised to host evacuees temporarily. This is only the third time in history civilian aircrafts have been activated for a U.S. military mission. By the way, on one of the evacuation flights this weekend, an Afghan woman went into labor. As soon as the plane landed at an American airbase in Germany, medical crews rushed on to help with the delivery. Both mother and baby are now said to be in good condition. It's still not clear exactly what Afghanistan is going to look like under Taliban rule. The Taliban are now holding talks with Afghan officials from previous governments to discuss a political transition. Since driving the last government out, the Taliban have tried to rebrand themselves as more moderate than the last time they ruled the country 20 years ago. That's when they imposed harsh rules that deprived women of basic rights and encouraged punishments like whippings, amputations, and mass executions. Well, there have already been reports of the Taliban going back to their old ways. For example, hunting down their former enemies. Also, some women have reportedly been beaten or threatened for not properly covering themselves. Some journalists say they've been beaten for their reporting, and Taliban fighters have assaulted protesters. As the AP points out, it's not clear at this point if the Taliban leaders are saying one thing and doing another, or if individual fighters are taking matters into their own hands. So far, the Taliban have not commented on any of that. Either way, the United Nations says at least 14 million Afghans are going hungry. That's going to be one of the top topics at a virtual Group of Seven, or G7, meeting today. Remember, the G7 includes the wealthy countries of the U.S., Japan, Germany, France, Italy, the U.K., and Canada. The leaders of all those countries are set to talk on video conference about how to prevent a humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. They'll also talk about making sure evacuations happen safely and plans to support Afghan refugees. Severe weather caused deadly conditions around the U.S. over the weekend. First, record-breaking rain caused flooding in Middle Tennessee on Saturday. At least 22 people were killed, and rescue crews are still searching for dozens of people missing. Making the efforts even more complicated, the flooding took out roads, cell phone towers, and telephone lines. So emergency workers are having to go door-to-door to check on people in badly damaged homes. Federal disaster officials are talking with the governor and offering assistance. Further north, Tropical Storm Henry made landfall in Rhode Island last night. Roads and bridges were swamped and more than 130,000 homes lost power. Henry has since been downgraded to a tropical depression, but meteorologists say it's still pretty dangerous. It's a slow-moving storm that's dumping heavy rain on much of the Northeast, including New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. The storm is expected to turn later today and eventually travel back out to sea. American hospitals are treating more kids with COVID-19 than at any other time in the pandemic. Children's hospitals are especially busy in the Midwest and South, where overall community spread is high and the vaccination rates are lower than the nationwide average. Remember, children younger than 12 are not eligible to be vaccinated yet. And the American Academy of Pediatrics says the rate of vaccinations is lagging for 12 to 17-year-olds as well. So health experts say the best way to protect unvaccinated kids is for the adults around them to get their shots. Now, keep in mind, children are much less likely than adults to develop a severe case of COVID-19 or die from the virus. But the numbers of even those very serious cases have been rising over the last 6 weeks. So far, it's not clear if the Delta variant, that's now the most common in the U.S., is making kids sicker than previous strains. Some pediatricians think so. Others say they're probably just seeing more bad cases because of how widespread Delta is overall. Meanwhile, Orlando, Florida is asking people to start conserving water. The reason? The city is worried about running low on liquid oxygen, which is used to treat COVID-19 patients. Then there's Mississippi, where the health department issued a unique order. People who have tested positive for COVID-19 there now have to isolate for at least 10 days or face up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $5,000. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, KiwiCo. My family has really enjoyed our KiwiCo crate for our baby Dax. The crate provided us with new ideas and the supplies needed to help his little brain grow and develop all during playtime. KiwiCo's research-backed crates are delivered monthly and come with all the supplies needed for that month's project or playtime. I appreciate that each box is designed by experts, tested by kids, and has a focus on STEAM, as in science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And KiwiCo is definitely not just for newborns. KiwiCo caters to all different age groups, from babies to even teens. In fact, older kids love getting mail just for them. And it's a great way to start the school year, knowing they have a package to look forward to every month. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. And get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/newsworthy. Again, you can get your first month free when you go to KiwiCo, KiwiCo.com/newsworthy. Companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and Instacart faced a major legal setback over the weekend. A California judge decided Proposition 22 is unconstitutional. That's the ballot measure California voters approved late last year. It lets gig economy companies like ride-hailing and delivery apps treat workers as independent contractors instead of employees with benefits. But earlier this year, a group of drivers and labor unions challenged that in court. The judge sided with that group, saying Prop 22 prevents drivers from unionizing and limits access to workers' compensation. So the judge says that makes it unconstitutional and unenforceable. Uber and the other companies say they'll appeal the ruling. Prop 22 will remain in effect, though, while the appeals process goes on. Every Chevy Bolt electric vehicle sold around the world is now being recalled. General Motors says it needs to fix a battery problem that could cause fires. GM has been telling Bolt owners to only park outside and not to charge their vehicles overnight because of this fire risk. And they should keep doing that until they can bring their cars into a dealership for repairs. Now, dealers don't have all the replacement parts just yet, so owners will be contacted when they're ready so they can get the problem fixed for good. Country rock legend Don Everly died over the weekend at his home in Nashville at 84 years old. He and his late brother Phil Everly were better known as the Everly Brothers. The duo has been remembered over the years as musical pioneers for their harmonies and guitar rhythms. They had 15 top 10 hit songs in the late 1950s and early 60s, including Bye Bye Love and All I Have to Do Is Dream. Musicians like the Beatles and Simon & Garfunkel have said the Everly Brothers inspired their music, too. Jeopardy! Is once again looking for a new host. Executive producer Mike Richards resigned after just 1 week on the job. Why the sudden turnaround? Well, it's because recordings resurfaced from a podcast Richards hosted 8 years ago. On that show, he made some comments about how women dressed and how their bodies looked. He also mentioned some Jewish stereotypes. Since those recordings were first republished by the podcast network called The Ringer, Richards has been facing some backlash. So he stepped down as host and apologized for bringing, quote, unwanted negative attention to the show. Richards taped 5 Jeopardy! Episodes last week that will still air when the new season of the game show premieres next month, and Richards is still keeping his job as the show's executive producer. Jeopardy! Will go back to using guest hosts for now until the studio decides on a new permanent show host. Have you noticed a lot of influencers use the same songs on their social media videos? Well, now you can hear those viral hits even more. SiriusXM just launched TikTok Radio. It features the top songs trending on TikTok, and the DJs are social media creators. Sirius is definitely not the first music company to try to tap into this audience, though. Apple Music and Spotify have both created viral hits playlists on their platforms where you can hear a lot of the same songs. But a full-time satellite music channel really takes the trend a step further. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Life insurance rates can go up each year, so now is a great time to apply for a policy. But before you do, check out Policy Genius. Policy Genius makes it easy for you to understand your options, compare quotes, and buy a life insurance policy all in one place. In fact, eligible applicants can get covered in as little as a week, thanks to an award-winning policy option that swaps the standard medical exam requirement for a simple phone call. The exclusive policy was even rated number one by Forbes. As you know, life insurance provides a tax-free lump sum of money to your loved ones after your death, so you can make sure they're able to pay their everyday bills, children's college costs, final expenses, and more. Well, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And you could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy, and in minutes, you can compare personalized quotes to find your best price. Head to policygenius.com to get started right now. Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. That's policygenius.com. Okay, now back to Money Monday. It's getting harder and more expensive to find and rent a home. And that's because landlords across the country are raising their rents at record rates right now. Data from last month found that now, when renters sign a new lease, they pay about 17% more than what the last tenant paid for that same apartment. The surge is highest in Sunbelt cities like Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Miami, Florida. Availability is a major factor. It's estimated that 97% of apartments and condos are occupied in the U.S. Bloomberg News lists a few reasons why. For starters, many people looking to buy a house are getting priced out, so they're forced to stay in their rentals. Younger Americans who delayed moving out of their parents' homes because of the pandemic are now entering the rental market. Plus, there's the federal eviction ban. Normally, about 6% of renters are evicted each year, but not in the last year because of the COVID-19 relief measures from Congress and the White House. And finally, some small landlords are taking advantage of the hot housing market and selling their properties instead of renting them out. New builds should ease the strain over the next several months, though. A recent federal report shows the number of applications for new building permits is still rising. All right, thank you so much for listening today, especially because today is my birthday. So if you happen to share the Newsworthy with a friend or leave a 5-star review, I would be extra appreciative of that extra support of the show today. All right, we'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.